The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And speaking of Trump, we're only on day four since he took office, and certainly chaos has reigned in Washington, D.C. Furious MAGA supporters have taken to social media accounts of the Episcopal Diocese after Bishop Marianne Edgar Buddha stood up to Donald Trump at the National Prayer Service. Meanwhile, in California, firefighters are battling to maintain the upper hand on another huge fire north of L.A. For all of this and more, we're joined by Terry Sheridan, Senior Director of News at WSHU Public Radio. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, Pat.
Now, you've been on holiday, out of the way, but you've observed, I'm sure, the goings-on.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we've been saying here the past week or the past 4 days, you know, the new administration, Trump, is flooding the zone. And just the barrage of executive orders, actions taken by his administration and things that he's trying to push through Congress, you know, have just been, you know, a multitude. It's been a flood of orders.
Now, we all thought maybe he won't do exactly as he's promised to do, but he did.
He did, and he's done it in a lot of cases in a vague way, in issuing vague orders, you know, which state a goal but really have no meat behind them. And these orders are going to face legal challenges, especially from cities and states that are run by Democrats or other groups that somehow, you know, feel that they're being targeted unfairly. So certain things can go into effect immediately. Other things, such as birthright citizenship, which is in the Constitution, have to go through a long process before that gets resolved.
Now, one of the promises he made is that he would end the war in Ukraine in 24 hours. It's four times that time now, so the war is still going on. But he was asked during press conference, his first one, about looking for that end. And let's have a listen to this exchange.
You've called for a ceasefire in Ukraine. If Vladimir Putin doesn't come to the table to negotiate with you, will you put additional sanctions on Russia?
Sounds likely.
And yeah. Do you think that the war should be frozen currently along the
war should have never started. If you had a competent president, which you didn't, the war wouldn't have happened. The war in Ukraine would have never happened if I were president.
Are you going to keep sending weapons to Ukraine, or are you going to turn off the tap soon?
Well, we're looking at that. We're talking to Zelensky. We're going to be talking with President Putin very soon, and we'll see how it all happens. We're going to look at it very soon. One thing I do feel, the European Union should be paying a lot more than they're paying, because under Biden, I mean, we're in there for $200 billion more. Now, it affects them more than it affects us. We have an ocean in between, right? Little thing called an ocean. The European Union should equalize. We're in there for $200 billion more than the European Union. I mean, what are we, stupid? I guess the answer is yes, because they must think so.
Now, that was Donald Trump, and he was talking about more sanctions on Russia. But Russia is already sanctioned to the hilt. So
absolutely,
there's no scope there.
No, there's no scope. And is it an empty threat? Yes, he's threatening sanctions. He's threatening tariffs. I think the more interesting thing is the fact that he's criticized Putin really for the first time, both in saying that Putin should end the war now, Russia should end the war now. And then also, again, a quote made over the past week was that Putin is, and I'm paraphrasing here, Putin is ruining Russia, which to a degree is amazing coming from Donald Trump. So that's been the most surprising thing that's happened over the past 4 days.
Yeah, and of course he would see Russia as a great opportunity for American companies to prosper. We know that companies like McDonald's and so on had to pull out with the beginning of the war. But he would see this. He sees everything in terms of commerce. So is closed to America at the moment.
Yeah, he sees it as a new market, perhaps. He also sees it, again, looking at the whole game of what he wants to project as America first. You know, he's now telling Vladimir Putin to end the war. You know, for him to tell Putin to end the war, that's kind of implying that he's the boss, at least in his own mind and in the mind of his supporters. So that's a very important angle to this as well.
Now, TikTok, much about TikTok, he gave it a 75 day extension, and he's hoping that he'd be paid a lot of money to allow TikTok to continue, because America is the market, and if we supply them with the market, they got to pay us. But he played down the security threats that the app might represent when he spoke to Sean Hannity on Fox News last night.
That's because I went on TikTok. I don't know, but I'm starting to have a very warm
TikTok stomach. Is going to be sold, right?
I think TikTok's going to be sold.
People like
I'll
Senator,
tell you, people want to buy it. People want to buy it.
But those that say they know say it's a spying app for the communist Chinese.
But so, everything. But you can say that about everything made in China. Look, we have our telephones made in China for the most part. Mm-hmm. We have so many things made in China. So why don't they mention that? You know.
The interesting thing
with TikTok, though, is you're dealing with a lot of young people. So
they love it.
Is it that important for China to be spying on young people, on young kids watching crazy?
Yeah, and young people become older people, don't they? And that's perhaps the issue. Talk to me about the impact of the bishop's intervention at the National Prayer Service. Trump himself has criticized her dragging politics into the religious service. But, I mean, he's a man who courted the evangelicals himself.
Right. Now, again, he has demanded an apology from Bishop Budde. But Budde, in an interview with the New York Times, said, you know, she was going to just be very, you know, give a spiritual uplifting talk until the pardons and until some of the things that happened on January 20th itself. And she said, is no one going to speak up to him? Now, this also shows a rift in Christianity in America between the evangelicals and the more established churches, the mainline Protestant churches. Churches in certain parts of the Catholic Church, over their politics. And of course, the evangelicals are up in arms about this. Some of the more mainline Protestant churches are congratulating and supporting Bishop Budde. But it shows the rift about how Christianity and evangelical Christianity has become so embedded in our politics.
Is she in danger?
Physical danger or danger being removed?
Physical and I suppose, positional danger.
She's in no position. She is in no danger of being removed. I mean, again, anybody who criticizes Trump and is a public figure, obviously there could be some sort of threat against them.
And finally, we should talk about the latest wildfire. We thought they were winning the war, battles against fires on several fronts, but we thought it was over. But a new fire has broken out.
Yeah, it's called the Hughes Fire. 50,000 people have been under evacuation orders. It's north of Santa Clarita. And again, the winds continue to be a problem. It's extremely dry, and the Santa Ana winds are just, you know, causing havoc. So they're trying to get this one under control as rapidly as possible. But the term being used is that this fire exploded north of Los Angeles. And again, 50,000 people have been evacuated.
Terry Sheridan, Senior Director of News at WSHU Public Radio. Terry, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.